setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically who you are. That means what you do best, your talent. That means the work you love to do. That's passion. And then the results you want to create in the world. That's mission. That's who you are. And then what you were created to do is once you know that who, you know the what. And then we talk about the where you can do it. So many different places in the world. It's not just one dream job, one silver bullet that you have to worry about missing. No, there's multiple jobs, career paths, and even dream jobs that all answer that question, what should I do with my life? And then we're going to tell you how to make all this happen. How do you make the dream job a reality? That's what we do here on The Ken Coleman Show. So we're so excited to have you with us. It's a toll-free number to jump in. It is your show. I'm your coach, counselor, and cheerleader. All in one phone call. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. I want to talk about those of you, not talk about, rather, I want to talk to those of you who have experienced some rejection recently. And for those of you who are going, oh, okay, all right. No, you're going to experience rejection. So even if you haven't recently, you're going to experience it. Here's how I know this. If you're on purpose in your life in relationships, so relationally, if you're on purpose in your work, meaning professionally, if you're on purpose, you are going to hear some no's, you are going to be passed over, you will be rejected. You just will. It's the price of admission. Anybody that wants to make progress is going to feel the sting of rejection. Now, I want you to think for a second, how do you react when you see a wasp or a hornet or some type of bee that you know can sting you because you've been stung before? Or maybe you've never been stung, but you know it's possible that you could get stung. How do you react? If you're like me or my kids, right? I see that thing and I start to, my shoulders shrink up to my ears. I kind of pivot left, right, or maybe I turn and move and run away. You know, whatever it is. I swat at it. You know, it's a adverse reaction. And so understand that when we face rejection, it stings. And so I want to talk to you about how do you turn rejection into redirection? How do you turn rejection, which stings, into redirection? So we're coming out of it and we're still moving forward. Here's how you do it. Three ways. Number one, you got to face it. The natural inclination of a human when we feel the sting of rejection is to run from it, to go home and cry and watch sad movies or tell mom and dad or eat some ice cream, listen to sad music or angry music. That we tend to run from it. I don't want to deal with it. I want to go make myself feel better. I'm telling you to face it. Face the pain. Face it. Don't turn and run from it. Face it. Face the rejection. It stings, it hurts, it sucks. There's no way around it. But you need to deal with it. This is what I'm feeling. I'm really frustrated. I'm really angry. I'm hurt. I feel betrayed. I'm embarrassed, humiliated, whatever it is. When you face the sting of rejection, here's what happens. It allows you to process the emotions. We are emotional beings, and to not process the emotions is to not be able to move on. If we stuff, we hide, we delude ourselves that we aren't actually feeling what we're feeling, we can't heal from it. So we got to own it. We got to face it. Oh, this is awful. Man, it's okay. It hurts. Even if it wasn't personal, it's personal, right? It feels bad. So let's face it and let's get better. Let's heal, get healthy, and then number two, we filter it. See, once we've dealt with the emotions and we acknowledge the emotions, now we can process better. We can be more level-headed. This is what I feel. This is why I feel it. Now we filter it. In other words, what can I learn from this rejection? Could I have done something better? Did I do something wrong? Was it just a case of someone was better than me? Doesn't mean they're a better human being. Just means maybe they were a better candidate. Is it possible that you applied for something you didn't have the experience for? I don't know. Filter it. Break it down. Now that you can actually, emotionally you're stable, you've dealt with the emotions, now we can look at this logically and say, okay, what can I learn from this? What's something I can take from this that's going to make me better and stronger? So that's the filter. Then finally, once we filtered the rejection and we've learned from it, and now the emotions are long since we've dealt with that, I've learned something from it, I got some knowledge, I got some wisdom. Now what do? We flush it. So we go from facing it to filtering it to flushing it. I already got everything we need out of it. I've dealt with the emotion. I'm better. I'm healthy. I've learned some lessons. I've filtered it. Now that I've gotten everything I can out of the rejection, guess what? Now we go into redirection. I flush it. Literally flush it down the toilet. It's gone. And now I'm redirecting. I'm not allowing rejection to hold me hostage, to make me feel bad about myself, to discourage me from feeling the sting of rejection again. Because guess what? Even when we turn rejection into redirection, guess what? There's still more rejection out there. What do? We rinse and repeat. We face it. We filter it. We flush it. Because here's what's beautiful about this process. When we learn to face rejection, when we learn to filter rejection, and when we learn to flush rejection, we get stronger each time. We get stronger each time. And so what that means is, does it sting? Does it still hurt? You better believe it. But now we know what to do. We know what to do. So we go, all right, it's going to sting, but I now know I'm going to get over it pretty quickly. I know I'm going to go put some salve on it. My mom used to call it, Joe. Salve. You know what I'm talking about? Go get some salve. That was her word for any kind of medical ointment. Go get some salve. I was like, what is salve? I don't even know what that is. But you know what it is. You go get it. You put the cream on it. Put some ice on it. Band-aid on it. What do? We heal. We face it. We filter it. Gee whiz, I probably should have been paying attention over there. I didn't even see all those hornets flying around and stepped right on that hornet's nest. I did that one time, Joe, by the way, cutting grass when I was 14.
Say, ow.
Just rolling along, ran over a hornet's nest, and all of a sudden, back of my legs, like I was getting shot.
Yellow jackets.
Oh, yellow jackets. Ate me. They stung me. I must have had 30-some stings on my legs. Got all swollen. It's the only time in my life I've ever gotten to say I'm swollen. I didn't lift up much weight, Joe, where he could say, old Coleman's swole. Hey, folks, listen. Rejection is part of the deal. Learn how to turn it into redirection. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be better for it. You're not going to be afraid of it anymore. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do. Then we help you come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. 2577. Let's go. Oh, right here in our backyard, Nashville, Tennessee. Luke joins us. Luke, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing today?
Luke, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
So I am a rising senior in college here in town.
Nice.
And since I was 18, I have worked at what, when I joined, was a startup sports media company. Fast forward to 4 years down the road now, it is no longer in the startup territory. But I'm still making my startup paycheck. And so my question is, first off, how to have the conversation with my bosses that, look, we're not a startup anymore. We've grown a lot, and I deserve to be making a whole lot more than what I am right now, even though I am still in college, because the things I'm doing are more in line with a full-time professional than with an intern or a typical college student.
Yeah.
And then secondly, we've discussed in the past that they will likely have a full-time opportunity for me when I graduate, but I'm at the point where I really need to start thinking about that and planning, and I need details. I don't just need, well, you know, this opportunity may be there and should be there. I need a firm commitment, and to be honest, I kind of want numbers. So how do I have those conversations?
Well, they're the same conversation. Those aren't two conversations, so my advice is addressing both questions, okay?
Okay.
So what you need to do is sit down with them and say, hey, been with you guys 4 years, and graduation is literally around the corner. You guys have mentioned to me in the past that there might be a position, or that there will be. And so I want to sit down and talk about my growth plan here. I want to grow, and I want to know what you guys, I'd like to sit down and have an actual meeting where we discuss the following, a growth plan here at the company, specifically. And when you get in that meeting, you're going to ask them, what are some things that I can do to become more valuable? Specifically, some skills that I can add to my toolbox, some areas of weakness that I need to be more aware of and try to mitigate that. That's what you're looking for. How can I get better so that I can get more responsibility? That's the second piece. I want to get more responsibility with some training, some certifications, some things you'd like me to do. You know, are they willing to fund it? Whatever. Just say, what are some things I can do to get better, add more value? And so then you're going to say, okay, and based on that, can we measure that? How are we measuring that? Because I want to not just get better and add more value, I want to make more money. Because if I have more responsibility and more influence and drive greater results, obviously, I'd like to know how you guys will tie that measurement to my compensation. And that's not asking for a raise. That's not saying I deserve more. Because it's really not an issue whether or not you think you deserve it. You know, the issue is whether or not they think you deserve it. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you had this conversation that hey, we're going to hire you once you graduate? When was the last time that happened?
So it was before coronavirus, because I remember it was, we actually met in person and haven't met in person since then. So probably late 2019, early 2020, we sat down and they talked. And they've both been very adamant about, you know, they don't like training new people. They want to give opportunities to people in house, and we're very small in terms of numbers.
How many people?
I would say the whole operation is 10 people, but with those 10 people, we have a significant market share of the sports media area here in Nashville.
So, it's not a national company; it's a local company.
Well, interestingly enough, when I started working there, it was a local company. And over the last year, they have begun to expand, or I would probably term it experiment with expansion into two new markets.
Okay. And, well, see, what do you do for them? Are you carrying a lot of water for them?
I wear a lot of hats. I host a podcast. I actually cover the Tennessee Titans here in town. I'm a credentialed reporter, and so I'm at practices, at press conferences, at games, in the locker room. So a lot of writing. I'm doing interviews and things during the off season, talking to agents and setting things up. You know, really what I'm doing is, like I said earlier, in line with an industry professional and not the typical, college intern.
Exactly. I think you have the conversation soon, like I just laid out for you. And just say, hey, guys, I'm coming up on graduation, and I want to be here. So that's why I'm sitting down with you to say, what can I do to add more value? How can I grow, but at the same time, grow my income? I don't want to just talk about growing my responsibilities. I've got a pretty full plate right now. And so I want to know, are you guys interested in me staying with you guys long term? Because if you are, I'm interested too. But I want to come up with a growth plan, what the growth plan looks like, not just what I'm going to do to get better and maybe responsibilities that I could add in the near or far term, or long term rather. And how do we measure that? And how do we compensate for that? And dude, if they kick that can down the road, there's your sign.
Yeah.
But you got to just, it's right away. I would email your leader today or talk to him. I'd prefer you to talk to him on the phone. So you can control the way it sounds, very humble. Do not say deserve. Take the word deserve out of your vocabulary. It puts leaders on the defensive. Do not mention, I want to talk about a raise. Don't even say that either. Say, hey, I want to talk about a growth plan with you guys as we're coming up on graduation. And I know back in 2020, we talked about me working long-term with you guys. Just want to see where everything lies. I think that's a very reasonable thing to ask. But I will tell you this, I'd also immediately start looking for other opportunities.
Okay.
Just to hedge your bets a little bit. But never ask for a raise. Always talk about a growth plan that includes you first getting better, more experience or new experiences, learning things, working on some areas maybe where you need to tighten up a little bit. That's all very humble and focusing on, hey, what can I do to get better and be more valuable? I'd like more responsibility. And of course, with that, more income. And when you position it that way, it's just less likely that the leader is going to get defensive. And many times they don't have control anyway. And so it's a tense topic. Take the tension out. Let's go to Brandon in Orlando, Florida. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Brandon. What are you doing?
Not much. I appreciate you taking my call this afternoon. I'm a little conflicted.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get clear. Then the conflict goes away.
So, Ken, I'm 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been working at a company now for a few years. Love the company. I'm making good money. I'm able to support my family pretty well. But opportunities have come up. I'm not necessarily looking to make a change or anything, but other companies have hit up my inbox, and here I am with multiple opportunities, and now I need to kind of evaluate what direction I want to go in my career. And, as these opportunities have come up, I've identified that they're good opportunities right within my wheelhouse of expertise, just maybe a little held back to make that type of a jump, and maybe lack of courage, for lack of a better term, to make the jump and go pursue something that is a little bit out of my comfort zone. So my question for you would be, what advice would you give to somebody that's comfortable at their current, not necessarily comfortable at their current company, but they love their current company, a company that's done by them very well, and I continue to see myself being able to progress at my current company, but have that courage necessary to make a jump into something that might get me out of my comfort zone a little bit and accelerate my career a little bit further.
Well, it's all about dealing with your fear. You've brought up two things. One, you're worried about what they're going to think about you. They're going to think you're a jerk if you leave them. That's one thing I'm hearing in your question, and that's just not true. You're not a jerk if you leave them, even though they've invested in you. If there's something else for you that your heart's telling you that you need to do, and you verified it, that it's in your sweet spot, meaning it's allowing you to use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to accomplish results that matter deeply to you, your mission. If it's in your contribution zone and it feels good and you go, hey, I can do this, then bet on yourself and go do it. The courage is all about clarity. Get clear that you can do it, that you should do it. Then the confidence and the courage will follow. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your work, which, by the way, will have the same effect on your life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2414. 2577. Shout out to our podcast audience. We take our daily SiriusXM radio show, and that is also now, gee whiz, I think we're approaching 75 stations in syndication in traditional radio, and we take that show, and Joe puts it out in the old, Joe, I don't even know where it, it's just out on every podcast thing there is.
Everyone.
Everything that's got a podcast, you can find the Ken Coleman Show. And so anyway, what I love about that, of course, is, you know, people call in from all around the world because they get the podcast right to their device or however they choose to listen. And so we're growing, and we've got some wonderful, wonderful testimonies of how this podcast is helping and reaching folks. And so a quick question for you, if quick consideration, if you listen to the podcast and you enjoy it and the show has helped you, we'd love for you to go into your podcast app and give us a review, give us a rating. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And would you consider sharing an episode? We're going to be bringing more personal development and leadership content to you, like we did today on the How to Turn Rejection into Redirection. Because many of you in stage five of my seven stages get promoted. You want to know, hey, what's that like to step into leadership? And am I ready for it? How do I lead well? Because that's a natural extension of getting promoted. So if you do that, if you'd give us a review, if you'd subscribe, if you'd share, I sure would be grateful. And we want to get this message and get the opportunity for people to call in and get help real time. We want to get that out there. So if you consider doing that, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, to the phones we go. Peekskill, New York is where Wyatt joins us. Wyatt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good afternoon, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Wyatt. What's up?
I just have a question. My question just is about cold calling for work opportunities. So I'll just give you a quick little background information before I get into my question. I just finished a 5-year apprenticeship program with an organization. And I just completed it 11 days ago. So the 1st of May, I have stepped into a new title within the organization. And now I have the ability to self-solicit my own work. Right now, there's a couple hundred people also out of work within this organization. So now that I have the opportunity to self-solicit, I have a list of approximately 30 to 40 companies that I can work for within the organization. And I wanted to know what is the best approach to cold calling them, all the companies, and how to sell myself on the phone as someone who only has minimal experience competing with the same type of jobs as others. And how can I, you were talking earlier about rejection, and then how can I also, if I face rejection from one company, I'm sure they will all talk to each other. How can I overcome it if on the 20th company they now heard about me calling around? How can I turn that around?
Okay, that's the wrong question, so I'm not going to address that question, okay? But I'll answer that question by telling you what I'm about to tell you. But before I do, how long have you been listening to me?
I've been listening to you, very new. I've been listening to the Dave Ramsey Show, and they were talking about getting a bigger shovel, and they had mentioned you.
Yeah, I'm your guy. Okay, but you haven't been listening to me very long then, correct? Which is fine.
Correct.
Yeah. No, that's not personal. I just want to know, because I don't believe in cold calling. I think it's the equivalent of playing the lottery. You have any idea what the odds are for winning the lottery?
Pretty long. 1 in a million.
Yeah, man, it's like crazy, all right? So I love what you're thinking. I really do. I love that you've been interning, that you have access to, did you say 20 companies?
Over between 30 and 40 different companies.
Oh, 30 to 40. Okay, great. So here's the deal. If number one, you need to focus on getting entry-level positions, that's what we start with, okay? Because you mentioned in your question, well, Ken, I don't have a lot of experience, and so if I'm cold calling, which you're not going to do, and you're basically saying, well, look, I'm going to just try for anything I can, that's wrong too. So what we want to do is go, hey, I want to get in. And so you have relevant intern experience with one of these companies, right, that's associated with the other 40? Did I understand that correctly?
Well, just as I've already surpassed the entry level position, like
great.
You have to apply to get into this organization. So now I have gotten trained.
Great.
And I am now at the same level as everyone else.
Okay, so
now.
Hold on. So stop. So, okay, so I misunderstood, but I'm sorry. I was trying to track with you. But so you need to go for things that you have experience for, and so you know what that is. So when you said to me earlier, well, Ken, you know, what do I do if I cold call and they say I don't have enough experience? Wait a second. You just told me that you have enough experience to get beyond entry level. So what do you have experience for? You don't have to answer that to me. But that's what you're going for. Go for things you have the experience for. And to be quite frank, let me set some expectations. It's possible that you may have to take an entry level to get in, even though through your internship, you've got more experience than technically is needed. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying to accept that. I'm saying it's possible. And that might be okay just to get in the door. Correct?
I'm just hesitant on how much information I could give on the organization.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
There's no entry level job to get. There is only one position.
Okay, great. Then you're going for one position.
Everyone is going for the same position.
Okay, got it. All right, but that's new information. I'm trying to catch up, but I can only give you advice on what I know. So now I understand we're talking about one position. Okay, so here's the deal. You have got to practice what I call the proximity principle, and the way you do that is you get around people that either work in those organizations, those 30 to 40 companies. You talk with them. You tell them, hey, I'm going for this. I've got all the qualifications necessary because of my 5 years of internship, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay? But you've got to get somebody in those companies, if at all possible. Now, there are times where, you know, it takes too long. So you could still apply, and you could still, I wouldn't call it cold call. I'll address that in a second. There's a way to warm call. I'll get to that in a moment. But I want you trying to figure out who you know in any of those companies. If you don't know anybody directly, who do you know that knows somebody? But if I understood the way you asked the question, there was a lot of information flying at me. Because of your internship over 5 years, you have connections to some of the companies or one of the companies, correct?
Well, now that you gave me that question, yes, I have some of the companies and as well as people in other companies who have moved around that I do.
Okay, great. Wyatt, that's the magic. You got to call all those people. And I don't mean email them. I mean call them. Zoom. Look them in the eye. Go see them. Have coffee, lunch, whatever you can do in Peekskill, New York. I don't know what's acceptable in New York and Tennessee. We're free and we're seeing people. Okay, my point is you got to go to those people and go, hey, I'm about ready to apply for this position here in each of these companies. If I'm understanding, it's one position in all 30 or 40. Am I understanding that right?
Yes. Okay. It's the same position within all these companies.
All right, you understand what I'm saying, but that's 30 to 40 different contacts potentially, right? Because we want to find a contact in each of the companies, whether it's indirect or direct, and you want them walking your resume into the hiring manager and going, hey, let me tell you about a guy named Wyatt. He just applied for this. I know Wyatt personally, or they're going to say, I know somebody who works over here at this sister company who knows this company. I mean, excuse me, who knows Wyatt. Wyatt's a rock star. He's got 5 years of this. And they're kind of giving the elevator pitch. And that hiring manager is now hearing something positive about you, not just seeing your name on a resume. That's how you get lifted out of the pile to hopefully get the interview. Once you get the interview, it's on you. Okay? But here's what I want you to do, Wyatt. You're new to me. Hang on the line. And Amanda's going to get you my resume guide, my how to win the interview guide, and how to follow up after the interview guide. All these things are free at kencoleman.com. But I want you to read them, follow my advice, use the resume template, and you're really going to stand out. Do exactly what I say. By the way, give him a copy of my book, Amanda, The Proximity Principle. Have him read the Web of Connections chapter. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear and get qualified and get connected and get started and get promoted and get the dream job so they can give themselves away in their work. leaving a legacy, working like no one else, doing what they were born to do. Come on. That's a fun discussion and a fun journey. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You know, Joe, it occurs to me that I'm, you know, born and raised in the South. Well, I don't have a thick Southern accent. I'm sure there's plenty of tinges for those who aren't Southerners who listen to the show and they catch up. Then and you pick up a little bit of it here and there, right? It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Then I say things like, come on, and then it's completely obvious because that's like a whole sentence in the South.
You know what I mean? Y'all.
Yeah, there you go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Matthew in Raleigh, North Carolina. Matthew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I'm having trouble dealing with getting passed over for a promotion.
Yeah. What happened?
I agreed to move to a place, well, not really move, but take a position at a place a little further away than my usual job area during the pandemic because it was going to pay more. And I was still considered a regular level phone service employee. And I trained all the new people that we took in at that time, about 5 to 6 people, and got each of them able to stand on their own. And one of those people moved into a different department. And all of a sudden, I get an email saying she's now my manager. And she's one of the people that I had actually originally trained and taught how to do her job. And I'm just, it's one of those things that, like, it stings a little bit.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I'm not sure if I'm reacting just emotionally or not.
Well, you are. You are. And I don't want you to feel bad about that. That's, it's not like something's wrong with you. You know, you're a human being. And someone you trained just got promoted to be your leader. However, the way that you laid it out, were you actively looking for that position? They considered you and went with someone else? Or did they just kind of, without you knowing, sounds like to me, they just sent you an email. It's like, boom, they just picked her, plucked her out of the pile because they liked something they saw or liked a lot, and they put her in that position. So were you overlooked or were you truly rejected?
I'm not 100% sure. My boss had spoken previously about a supervisor position in our area, and she had given one to a person at the previous section because she had a really close relationship with that person, and my boss had a close relationship with me. And she's like, you know, maybe it'll be you. And then I didn't hear anything for a month or two, and then I got the email saying, it's now this other person.
Okay, the same gal you trained.
Yes.
Yeah. So you were being considered, but it didn't sound like it was an active thing, right? It was kind of a conversational piece?
Yes, it wasn't something where they brought me in to interview and ask an off, like, you know, see if I would be a good fit.
Well, I'm just curious, for the purposes of trying to learn something here, when she brought that up to you, did you show excitement and enthusiasm and say, hey, what can I do? I want it. I want to throw my hat in the ring. I want to dance around the hat. I want to prove to you that I can do it. I want it. I mean, did that ever happen?
Yes, I should. I said that, you know, I'd be willing to take on that position and that I would be happy to do that for her. And then that's just kind of where the conversation just stopped.
Yeah, but I mean, did you really show enthusiasm? Was it clear that you wanted it so bad you could taste it? I'm asking that way on purpose because I want to know.
I think it is, but this was entirely via text communication.
Oh, my gosh, Matthew. Buddy, that's okay. Look, okay, here's the deal. Number one, I don't want you to feel bad that you've got some emotion around this. You got rejected. I taught about this today in the show. You got rejected. So you got to face it. You got to deal with the healing. You got to deal with the emotions, get healthy, because it's normal to feel this way. You're a human being. You got rejected. That's just how it feels. It stings. All right, so we face it. Now we filter it. What can we learn from it? This is what I'm trying to focus in on. You did all that via text.
Right.
You should have been in her office that same day. The next day, you should have followed up with a plan on how you were going to make the position better, what you were willing to do. You should have shown some physical excitement and enthusiasm for it. That's what you need to learn. Now flush it and keep moving forward. Helping you get clear so that you can confidently step forward on the path to your purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. It's a toll-free number. It's your show, 844-747-2577. Because of the podcast, we get international callers. So let's just let you know, you can get us Monday through Friday from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. That's when you can call in. We've got a YouTube show as well for those of you that listen via talk radio and Sirius XM and podcast only. You can check us out on YouTube live every day over there as well. 12 Eastern Time. Search The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. 844-747-2577 is the number. I want to remind you, we still do have a few coaching opportunities with moi. This is fun. We're only doing a few slots every once in a while, and I guess we're going to continue to open these up. I don't know how often, but we still have some spots left. You got 3 hours is what you get. $2,400. We'll record it, and you get to keep it and keep going back to it. I'm going to work directly with you. It's just you and me, one-on-one via Zoom, and we're going to coach you up, give you homework that's attainable, encourage you, help you on your mindset, dealing with your emotions around all this stuff. It's scary. It's just full of uncertainty. And so that opportunity is $2,400. It's normally a $4,800 value, but we're going to develop something out of this. And so we're giving you a discount, a 50% discount, $2,400, 3 sessions, 3 hour sessions, $2,400. If you go to kencoleman.com/coaching, you can sign up right there. Your first session right on the calendar, kencoleman.com/coaching. All right, let's go to the phones. Sabina, I hope I'm saying that right. Sabina. Okay, great. In Atlanta, Georgia. Sabina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Sabina.
Hi, I'm calling because I find myself in quite a conundrum. I followed the Dave Ramsey steps. We have paid off our second home. I don't have credit card debt, school loans, but I am so bored with nursing. I'm not sure which direction to go. I've been a nurse for 35 years and I'm 50. And I've tried every area at a big hospital, from labor and delivery to ER, ICU, nursing supervisor, just trying to really figure out what type of work would be fulfilling to me.
Interesting. Was there a time when you were a nurse over the 35 years where you were not bored?
I really can't think of that time.
Interesting. So why do you think it's boring? Is it just too easy for you? I mean, nursing is not a slow-paced gig, is it?
It really isn't. I mean, 8 years of it, the longest I stayed was in the ER. I don't know. It's like, I think you can get used to a thing. You know, when you're a teacher, you're doing the kind of the same thing over and over. Nursing changes so much from different areas. And I'm not really sure. I thought if I paid off the house, I'd have a chance to really kind of like find a dream job. And it's been about 3 months since I've done
it. Well, I think
it.
You can. So I'm going to help you with that. I'm just trying to get to the thing. I don't know if it's bored. I don't know how long you've listened to my show, but I talk about talent, what you do best, passion, work you love to do, and then mission, results that matter deeply to you. So all three need to be in alignment. Okay. So Sabina is doing what she was created to do. She's doing work she loves. When she uses her top talents, what she does best, to do work she loves, task, a role that she just loves, that also accomplishes results that matter deeply to her, meaning there's a connection, a values connection. I don't know if you're bored. I feel like you've got the talent, but I don't know that the passion and mission are there. Does that sound about right to you? Meaning you don't love the work of nursing, or do you love certain aspects of it, but it's not producing the results that fire up your soul anymore? Where do you think you land on that?
I do feel like no matter what area I am in, I find myself wanting to teach. But I don't want to be a teacher. I'm actually married to an educator. I don't want to be an educator, but I do find that I'm always doing that. And I also find that I'm always witnessing about God. If they say they're nervous, I go over Philippians 4:7
yeah,
with them.
Good.
You know,
well, let me ask you this.
I find out that they have high blood pressure and they're not addressing it. I'll make sure they understand what the risk of untreated high blood pressure could do. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you are sure. I think you need permission to go after it. Do you have to work for a certain amount of money now, or could you take less than what you've been making?
I'm sure I could have gotten used to.
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to, by the way. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just trying to find out where you are financially. What do you make as a nurse?
Probably last year I made $85,000.
Ooh, that's good. Way to go. And you have no debt and you paid your house off, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you're in great shape. Okay, so who do you most want to instruct? Forget traditional education. Let's pull back on that and go, you love to instruct. You love to advise. You love to guide. Are those three words that hit home for you, or is one of them or all of them off?
No, I do. I like to instruct and guide those who are actually willing.
Okay. Now we're on to something. Who do you most want to instruct or guide? If I could guarantee you, you could not fail, and it didn't take you 5 years and tens of thousands of dollars to get qualified to instruct, advise, or guide, so I'm just going, snapping my fingers, and boom, you're doing it. Who would you instruct, advise, guide?
Maybe like a single mom, or just a young woman who is unsure where to take her career, and she just needs to have the example of someone who's actually made it, perhaps. But I'm not the person to talk you into success. It has to be something you're already self-motivated to do.
No, I get it. So you need to stay in this spot that you're in. My homework assignment for you is every morning and every night, spend a little bit of time answering that same question I just asked you. Keep answering it. Because every time you answer it, Sabina, you're going to find yourself diving deeper into that answer, and it's going to get more clear. And then I also want you to be open to the idea of bivocational passion, meaning, yes, you're bored as a nurse, but you also find yourself in the day-to-day of being a nurse, teaching others, guiding others. And I would keep trying to find those opportunities, because that's when your heart fires. And then I would start doing this other thing on the side, maybe at your church, sharing your faith, and then becoming almost a life coach, a life guide, a mentor. Maybe you create a mentoring program as a volunteer thing to start, but eventually maybe the church funds it, or maybe you raise money and it becomes a nonprofit. I don't know. I'm giving you ideas. I'm not pointing you one direction or the other, but I think you got to dive deeper into, wait a second, I'm 50. I've been very successful and I'm in a great financial place. Who are the people I most want to guide and advise? And it's women. We know that. Could be younger women, could be middle-aged women, could be even women your own age. I don't think if a 52-year-old woman sought you out tomorrow, you'd turn her away. Am I right?
No.
I think you should consider life coaching, mentoring. Look into it. But I want you to answer the question. Who are the women that I most want to help? What do I want to help them with the most? How do I do that? Those are the three questions you've heard me say on the show. Who are the people I most want to help? What's the problem they have that I want to solve? What's the solution to that problem that I most get excited about? Woo, Sabina, you answer those questions, You already gave me a good answer. I think it's 50,000 feet. The jet's way high in the clouds. We need to get lower, 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 deeper, deeper, deeper. And then when you figure out that answer, you go, where are they right now in my zip code in Atlanta? Are they in the church? Are they in government agencies? Are they in the nonprofit world? Maybe I work for a corporation or a hospital. I don't know. Hey, I got to get out of here, but this is why we do the show. Until next time, press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.